Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Open the box. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. She stands before you with her eyes wide. In her hands is a small shoebox. She looks up at you with eyes brimming with excitement and says, "Would you like to see what's in my box?" Who could resist? She opens her box and shares her precious items: a feather, a small gray stone, a bright yellow ribbon, a pencil with a fuzzy pom-pom on top, and a small tablet of paper. She can hardly contain her excitement as she picks up each item and tells you about it. She found the feather in her backyard, the stone while on a walk with her papa. Each item is attached to a person or a memory. To her, they are treasures kept in an ordinary, nondescript shoebox. In our verses today, Paul is talking about a treasure. In the verses just before this one, he describes Jesus as that treasure. A well-known hymn calls Jesus our priceless treasure. What Jesus has done for us is sometimes hard to understand. Why would he leave heaven to go through even the simple struggles of daily life on earth and do it for us? Even more, why would he go through the unimaginable pain and suffering and do it for us? One word, love. His love is beyond any words we can use to describe it. It's hard to describe because it doesn't make sense. When we're honest with ourselves, we can't understand why Jesus would love us and love us that much. But it isn't dependent on our understanding. It's all about him, and it's true, and it's ours just the same. If you were going to put the greatest treasure on earth on display, where would you put it? How would you make sure everyone saw it? God's plan, you and me and all believers. Through his word and the work of the Holy Spirit, God places Jesus in our hearts through faith. You and I, those jars of clay, who are imperfect and fragile, hold Jesus in our hearts. And because of his immeasurable love, we seek to reflect Jesus' love for us and share all he's done for us with all those around us. Why use jars of clay? Why use us? It's not about the jar. It's not about us. It's all about what's in the jar. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the treasure. A little girl can hardly contain her excitement as she shares her treasures. She didn't hesitate or worry about how you would react. She just had to share. May it be the same and more for you and me. What an amazing treasure we have. Not everyone has it. Some have had it and have neglected it or put it aside. With eyes brimming with excitement and reflecting the love that Jesus has for us, let's be eager and passionate and bold about telling each other and everyone we know about that treasure we have in Jesus. We pray. Dearest Jesus, in my earthly thinking, it makes no sense to me that you would use me to share something as important as you. Help me be bold. Help me be excited. Help me to reflect you in all I say and do. Help me share you, the most precious treasure. In your name, amen. A question to consider. We all know someone who needs to know or needs to be reminded about their Savior, Jesus. We have good intentions but don't always follow through. What simple steps can you take, even today, to reach out and share Jesus with someone you know, with someone you care about? How can you open the box and share what you are excited to know is inside, Jesus? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.